Okay, hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Okay, let's start. Okay, we left off on Thursday. We had finished the Tosfos. So let's go to the next Tosfos. And Mishnah had said that there are, by a stay lovin, in order to show ownership on the field, you need to be squatting at it for 18 months. This was the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. 3 in the first year, 3 months. The second year complete, 12 months, plus another 3 comes out to 18. Okay? 3 plus 12 plus 3 is 18. And the Mishnah says, Hare Shmona Sar Chodesh. The Bach has the word Hare Elu. Okay? Tosfos, Dibra Masko has the word Shehain. Shmona Sar Chodesh. I'm not sure why the Bach didn't just say Shehain, because that's what Tosis Girsa. But nonetheless, that's what we have. So the din is you have 18. And just looking at the Mishnah, it seems a bit puzzling. Because, you know, Baruch Hashem, Leah and her, we all know how to add. So you have 12, you have 3 plus 12 plus 3 is 18. So what does the Mishnah need to say, Harehein Shmona Sarchodesh, that it's 18 months? Why is there a need to say Harehein Shmona Sarchodesh, that there's a need to say that there's 18 months? Why do we have to need that? The Mishnah is very clear that there's a calculation of what it is. So let's see the Tosis, Dir Masko Shehain. Okay? Let's see Tosis inside. Michael, go ahead. Why don't you read the Tosis? Michael, go ahead. Let's see the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Chimin Yana? Right. Tosis asks a wonder. What is the Mishnah coming to tell me a number? Chimin Yana Salash Muinen? What's the big deal? We can figure it out on our own. Go ahead. Many times in Shas, when there is a Mishnah that gives you a number, the Gemara will ask, why on earth is there a need for the Mishnah to list the number? It's clear that we can figure it out. Just add them up together. So the Gemara asks this many places in Shas. So Tosfos, even though our Gemara does not ask it here in our Mishnah, but Tosfos says, I will ask it. And Tosfos asked the Kasha very strongly. Okay? Tosfos is just backing himself up by saying, don't tell me that I'm asking something crazy. The Gemara in Shas asks this all the time when the Mishnah has a list of numbers and it makes the addition. So Tosfos is backing himself up. Go ahead. Oh, and don't tell me that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is what? That maybe you need 18 months consecutive work. Maybe you need 18 months consecutive work. Meaning it cannot be, what, 2 months here, 3 months here, skipping a few months, skip another few months. It's got to be 18 months consecutive. Maybe that's what the Mishnah has in mind. 18. 18 we know is a famous number in Yadis, right? Chai, right? Beshmona Sar L'chuppah, Mishnah Novus. So the Mishnah, what's the Mishnah meaning by saying 18, 18? You know what the Mishnah has in mind? That it's got to be consecutive 18 months for you to establish that your squatting proves that you are the real owner. That's maybe what the answer is. Tosfos says it's wrong. Why, Michael? Who's Rav Huna? Who's Rav Huna? Someone tell me who's Rav Huna. He was in Amira. That we know, but who's Rav Huna? Go ahead. Chav Tesem and Aleph. Aaron. On Chav Tesem and Aleph, in the middle of the Yomud, what does Rav Huna say? Shalosh Shanim Shamru Shachlim Ritzufas. You need continuity. You need 3 years for it to be of continuity. So since you need 3 years of continuity, therefore, we find the halacha is that what? You need Ritzifas. There is a halacha required Ritzifas. Now, Rav Huna was an Amora Ratana. He was an Amora. Who wrote the Mishnayos? Tanoim. Now, Rav Huna's coming to say a big Chiddush. The 3 years are consecutive. What do you mean a big Chiddush? Why is it a Chiddush? That's what the Mishnah is telling me. So you can't tell me when the Mishnah says 18, it meant to tell me you need 18 consecutive. When what? When Rav Huna already said it. Go ahead, Michael. Deem Kane, Michael Mashman Rav Huna. That can't be the answer to our Kasha, that the Mishnah tells me 18 to tell me a Chiddush, that you need continuity. Because Rav Huna already told me that. Then what would Rav Huna's Chiddush be? It would be superfluous. Go ahead. Now this is a little tricky. This starts the answer to Tyson's Kasha. A lot of guys ask me in Seder, so put down in your notes. Ube Gemara, when Tyson makes this comment, this starts the terrors of his Kasha. Go ahead, Ube Gemara Mashmo. Excellent. And the Gemara's Mashmo, that what? What's the Gemara Mashmo? That from the Mishnah, I would not know this Chiddush that you need continuity unless Rav Huna told me. Meaning that what? Meaning Rav Huna said his Chiddush that you need 18. Rav Huna said his Chiddush that you need 18. There is no doubt Rav Huna said his Chiddush. We have to tell the office to get more desks. Okay? There's a lot of guys, you know, there's no extra desks anywhere, huh? On the floor? Okay. So what we find is that Rav Huna says, what's the Chiddush? What's Tosfos Chiddush? What's Tosfos Chiddush? What is Tosfos answer? That if it was not for Rav Huna, I would not realize this in the Mishnah. Everyone got that? Meaning if it wasn't for Rav Huna saying this Chiddush, that you need 3 years of continuity of consecutive working there, then I would not know that this is what the Mishnah is driving at. That's exactly what the halacha is regarding what? Regarding Rav Huna. If it wasn't for Rav Huna, I would not be able to say that Shehein Shmona Asar meant what, Chaim? 18 months continuity, consecutively. You follow me? That's Tosfos Teretz. Meaning that what? Rav Huna said his Chiddush on his own. Once Rav Huna said his Chiddush, aha! That's what the Mishnah might mean when it says Shehein Shmona Asar. But if it wasn't for Rav Huna, I would never think to say that's what the Mishnah meant. Does everyone have that clear? That's what the words mean. Very good, Michael. I would not have known that there's continuity. If it was not for Rav Huna telling me this. I would have never what? I would have never known this, okay? So Rav Huna said the Chiddush, and the number Shehein Shmonasar is exactly what Rav Huna was driving at. But without Rav Huna, I never would have known it, okay? Without Rav Huna, I never would have known this. That's how Tais is answering his kasha. Okay. Now in the parentheses, it says, it's very small in the brackets, it says, Ayin Tais Yontif Shetom Alza. The Tais Yontif, I didn't give it to you, but in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayis, ask the following kasha. Go ahead, Michael. What's the kasha?
He says the question from the Mishnah that is Rav Huna was talking about duration.
Well, what is the topic at hand of Tosfos? What is Tosfos talking about in the Mishnah? Who's he talking about? Rabbi Shmuel. Who was Rav Huna commenting on? The Chachamim, the beginning of the Mishnah. Rav Yishmael said, stay love and only needs 18 months. The beginning of the Mishnah says you need full 3 years. What on earth can Tosfos say that if it wasn't for Rav Huna, I wouldn't know the Mishnah's talking about what? Talking about consecutive work. What do you mean? They're two topics. Two different topics. Tosfos is talking about what? What's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos is commenting on what Shehein Shmona Asar, which is Rabbi Shmuel's comment of 18 months. And who's Rav Huna talking about? Rav Huna's commenting on what? The beginning of the Mishnah where you need a full 3 years. So maybe at a full 3 years you need continuity. Who says on 18 months you would need continuity? How does one shed light on the other? That's the Pella of the Tosfos Yontif. That's what the Tosfos Yontif asks on what? Asks on Tosfos. He has a very strong kasha. Rav Huna is talking about Osa Peres Tadir. Therefore, you need 3 years continuity from day to day. But who says when we're talking about 18 months, something that's 18 months, who says that you need to what, have continuity? Who says you need to have continuity? And therefore, the Chiddush of Rav Yishmael, and to tell me there's continuity, Rav Huna what? Rav Huna's commenting on the beginning of the Mishnah. We're talking about what? Something else. We're talking about 18 months. That's the kasha of the Tosfos Yontif on Tosfos. Very, very strong kasha. That's what he asks. Rav Huna says 3 years you need continuity. When we talk about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva,
it's very possible to say that what you would what? You need what? You need this Kiddush to be told. You need this Kiddush to be told. And Tysus answer is very, very difficult, it seems. Now Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva Eger argues, and he says there's no difference. The Kasha doesn't start. What's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and the concept of the first 3 years? If you require continuity for 18 months, you require continuity for what? For 3 years. So I want you to get that down. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his parish in the Mishnayos argues on this. Tosfos Yonah says, what's the difference? So that's what I want to ask you. Give me a svara. Give me a svara to say as to why in 3 years, what's the svaras here? If you would need continuity by the period of 18 months or 3 years, what would be a svara? Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
3 years is tadir. It's a constant. For 18 months, it could be they're just different producing, so you might think that it could be separate.
Well, you could look at it from the following perspective. If the thing generates payrus all the time, then maybe he's not makbid on it. If the field we're dealing with generates payrus all the time, then maybe the previous owner's not makbid on it. When it gets to 3 years, he's going to be makbid. So when it comes to 3 years, there's good reason to say, Zach, that you need what? You need to have continuity. Right? But when it comes to the 18 months, maybe the 18 months, who says you need to have continuity? Because the fact of the matter is it's 18 months, and because it deals with what? The different seasons, it's possible that it's not something that generates payrus all the time. Maybe the guy will be even more makbid. Does everyone follow my smara? We're talking about the previous owner getting up and protesting and saying, hey, that's my field. Well, maybe you only require that in a situation, if it was constantly generating payrus all the time, then for 3 years, the fellow's going to what? The fellow's going to say, you know what? I'll let him eat and eat me. Up to 3 years is too much. Then he's going to have to yell. If he doesn't yell, then we assume it's his. So maybe to have that 3 years, you need continuity. You have to have continuity there for the person to say, you know what? I don't mind. But when it comes to the 18 months, it is possible to say that since what? Since it's considered to be based on different seasons, it's not considered to be something that generates payrus all the time. Maybe you're not so makbid on having it to be as consecutive and have continuity. So this is the svara that we want to say for the Tosfos Yontif, who asks his kasha on Tosfos. And Rabbi Kivager says, no, there's no difference. What's the difference? The difference is if you require continuity, consecutiveness, you always require consecutiveness. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's payrus tadir or whether it's a concept of what? Or whether it's a concept of 18 months, a stay loving. Does everyone follow the svara we're saying? And so something that generates payrus tadir, why do you need 3 years? Because the owner, the original owner is not so mock. Okay, it generates food every day. No big deal. If the guy sits on it 3 years, that's already a big deal. 2.5 years, not such a big deal. 3 years, every day, consecutively, and he doesn't say anything for 3 years. That's bizarre. Must be it's not his anymore. Must be it's the squatter's. So I'm saying by 3 years, you can hear continuity. You can require that payrus tadir every day. But I'm saying by a stay lovin, which is sporadic. Not sporadic, but it's not a full 3 years. It's not payrus tadir. Then it's possible to say that maybe you would not need what? You would not require what? Any continuity. And any squatting of period of 18 months should require the guy to get up and protest. If he doesn't protest, it must mean that it's his land. Does everyone hear the svara? That's the svara that we want to say according to who? According to the Tosfos Yontif. And Rabbi Kiva Eger argues and says, no, it doesn't make a difference. Listen, there's certain requirements of squatting. You require continuity by one, you're going to require continuity by the other. So this is the pshat that we want to be masbir, machlekes Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tosfos Yontif on the pshat in the Tosfos, okay? So that's the chiddush we want to say. Fine, that's this Tosfos. Michael, go ahead, next Tosfos. Michael, let's see inside. Okay, everyone chaps that nekuda with the Tosfos Yontif and I didn't give it to you, but it was in the brackets, so you look it up on your own sometimes. All right, Michael, go ahead, next Tosfos. Next Tosfos, go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. Okay, what's he pointing out? What did the Mishnah say? Refresh our memory at the end of the Mishnah. What did it say? That in certain scenarios, all you have to do is what? By a state, even by trees, all you have to do is work with three things. That's namely grapes, olives, and figs, and that's considered to be 3 years. Working with the three different produces constitutes 3 years. That's the Kiddush that what the Mishnah said at the end by the trees. So what's Tosfos say in the first line? What does the word tfuah literally mean usually? What does it literally mean? Wheat. Here it doesn't mean wheat. Here it means a vineyard. Okay? Here it means a vineyard. So it does not mean wheat. It means grapes. Wheats are not. Wheat is not found in the Mishnah in that last line. Wheat doesn't grow on trees. When's the only time that we find that wheat grows on trees? Right? The Gemara has in Sanhedrin and Dafayin was a machlokes as to Eitz Hadas. What was Eitz Hadas? Was it what? Was it Taina? Was it grapes? Was it Elon? Or was it what? Chita. Chita grew on trees, according to that one Chita. Okay? So Chita is not the touch of this mission. Go ahead, Michael. So what did he start off saying? It's all well and good, he asks, that what? Tfu is before Zaysim, because why? Why is Tfu before Zaysim? It's good that grapes are before Zaysim, because wine comes before Shemen, because it says that the time of selling of Yayin, and then it says afterwards it comes to selling oil. Right, but why is figs taught after what? Taught after at the end. Hata'inim kodme. Go ahead, Daha. How does he prove it? And he quotes a bunch of proofs for this. Go ahead, Daha. What's Batzer mean? Batzer means grapes. Grapes are in Tishrei. There are six seasons, we find. The Gemara writes in Bava Metzias. Six seasons. Zera, Kutzer, Kor, Chom, Kayetz, and Choreth. There are six seasons the Gemara has. And the word Butzer always means grapes. And what does the word Kayetz mean? What does Kayetz mean? The drying out of the figs. The strength of the summer. When they dry out the dates and the figs. That's called Kayetz. That's the key clinching. That's the clinching point here. It says in the Pasuk in Navi, V'alechem v'akayetz lechol hana'arim. It says Beferish. That kayetz always refers to dates and figs. So they used to dry it out. So what do you see beferish that it says here? It says beferish that what? We find that the grapes are when? Grapes are in Tishrei. And the figs are when? In the summer. Can I read with brachos? Go ahead. Rava said to the Rabbanon, please, the will of you, I don't want you to appear in the Beis Medrash. If you're not in the fields working in Nisan with the wheat and in Tishrei for the grapes, you'll go out of business. So I don't want you to be in the Beis Medrash in those months. I want you to what? I want you to make sure that what? That you're out working. So if I want you to make sure you're out working, you see that the grapes are certainly when? Certainly in the what? In Tishrei, which is much after what? Which is much after the Kayetz. So you see it's Akasha. How does our Mishnah present figs at the very end when you see that grapes should be at the very end? The figs are what? The figs are in the middle, are in the summer. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's number one kasha that he asks. And he proves that the grapes are at the end. Go ahead. That's number two proof. What's number two, Raya? What is the number two raya here? What is this referring to? If a person's a ganef in Nissan and a ganef in Tishrei, you're not called a ganef because we're referring to a sharecropper. They only take a little bit, and since they only take a little bit, they are more a heter. They're not really what? They're not really being ganef mamish, right? They're not being ganef mamish because they think they have a heter to take if they're a sharecropper. They can chop a little bit, no problem. What do you see again that it proves? That when are the grapes harvested? When? In what, Michael? In Nisan, yes? In Nisan, right? I'm sorry, in Tishrei. So you see, Beferish, that the grapes are at the end. Why does the Mishnah present grapes first? I thought Tfu is wheat. Tfu is not wheat. Tfu refers to grapes. So that's Tysus' second raya. Number three, third raya. Just very quickly, I want you to know this halacha. What's the difference between Gnev and Gzela? What's the difference that we have between Gnev and Gzela? What's the difference? The difference between Gnev and Gzela is what? What's the difference between Gnev and Gzela? What's the difference that we have between Gnev and Gzela? What's the difference between a Ganef and a what? A Goslin? So the Rav once said, I want you to get this, Gneva is more of the Maisaveira, the fact that you're a Ganef and you are stealing. However, Gzela is more that it's a Hefsid moment. You are causing loss of money to someone. So the Gneva is not only you're stealing, but it's the act of being a thief. Gzela is that you're causing a loss of money. Now on Gnev and Gzela, are you Chayav Malkus? No, you're not Chayav Malkus for either of them, for Gnev or Gzela. Why are you not Chayav Malkus? The reason why you're not Chayav Malkus, because when it comes to what? Gnev, it's a lav hanitan l'tashlumen. What does that mean, it's a lav hanitan l'tashlumen? Anytime you can pay off something that you did wrong, you're not Chayav Malkus for. If it's a negative, if it's a lav. When it comes to Gzela, there are two things. It's a lav hanitak l'essay. It's a lav hanitak l'essay. That's the chiddush that he wants to say. And number two, that it's a lav, that's Tosfos chiddush, that it's a lav hanitak l'essay, and it's also a lav hanitan l'tashlumen. Okay? What does that mean? That means when it comes to Gneva, once you're a thief, you might not be Chayav Malkus for it, because you can pay it off. But the bottom line is, once you did that Aveira, it never can be fixed up. Because the act that you were a violent thief to someone, that can never be removed from you. You're a ganef.
Also, aren't you like Pasolatus
now? You're going to be Pasolatus, that's true, no, you are going to be Pasolatus, but what I'm driving at is that at a Gneva, in essence, the only reason that Chanakus can pay it off, but the Aveira you did is there. Whereas when it comes to Gzela, the whole nature of Gzela is that you're causing a compensation loss to someone. So there are two reasons. You can fix that up by what's called a lava nitik lesi, you could return it, and also it's a lava nitik l'tashlumin. See, why didn't the Rambam say when it comes to Gneva that it's a lav hanitak l'ese? Why didn't he say that you could fix it up by fulfilling a mitzvah of returning the stolen object? What's the answer? The answer is because once you did this ma'aseh, it's done already. You stole, you can't fix that up. It's not nitak l'ese. That's the difference fundamentally between Gneva and Gzela. Gneva is the actual Maisa Kesef, Maisa Aveira that was stolen, and the Gzela is the fact you caused someone monetary loss. That you could fix up. For giving back the stolen object. Pay it off. By Gneva, that thievery, that Maisa Aveira never can be what? Never can be rectified. So what's the second raya that Taisa says? The second raya that Taisa says is what? What's the second raya? The second raya is that by Gneva, we find that grapes are when? Are in Tishrei. Number three, Michael, go ahead. What did they used to do? The Rabbanim used to give money for wine in Tishrei, and they used to what? Wait to be given the what? The best wine in Teve. Mikol Eilu, from all these three Gemaras. Mikol Eilu, go ahead. Oh, what does that mean? Kfar Kol HaKayitz. What does it mean, Kfar Kol HaKayitz? Meaning, from all these Gemaras, we see that grapes are in Tishrei, and we've already finished cutting off the figs. So how on earth does the Mishnah list the figs after what, the grapes? There are three rayas for this. What are the three rayas? What are the three rayas that grapes are in Tishrei? Number one, what's the first one? No, about the butzer. The first one is what? The months, right, the months, the six seasons. Number two, what? Gneva case. And number three, what? The Rabbanim. Rabbanim, you're not over Rivas. Because Rabbanim want to buy good wine. They don't want to buy wine early, it'll spoil. So from all those three Gemaras, we see that grapes are what? We see that grapes are at the end. So why are they mentioned first? That's Tysus Kasha, very clear. Go ahead, Michael. Okay, we got to work at these terutzim now. Okay, it's these terutzim we got to think. What did you say, Yossi?
I thought the case in Brachos was the first rhyme. We said, I don't want to see you in the
basement. Case in, that's the fourth one. Yeah, that's correct. That's the fourth one. That's after the...
No, that's the second one. I mean, there are four.
Yeah, the second one. That's the second Gemara. Four Gemaras. You're right. Not three. The Gemara in Bracha says, I don't want you to be there in Nisan and Tishrei, because Tishrei is when they have to work on what? The grapes.
There are four Gemaras.
Yeah, four Gemaras. Okay. All right. Very good. Go ahead, Michael. Yes. Excellent. So what's Tosis' first teretz? What's Tosis' first teretz? The Iker what? What is the Mishnah look at? What is the klal? Let's get it. Teretz Rishon. What is the klal of Tosis here? What do you look at? What's the model? What's the model? Go ahead, Noah.
When you actually harvest it.
Excellent. Ktsitsa. Okay? Let's call that Ktsitsa. You might put it out to dry out the dates, the figs. But the bottom line is you don't cut it off until after what? After the grapes. And the truth of the matter is that it's done much, much later. But you, since you dry it out, therefore that's why the season is called the drying out season. We don't cut it off until after Tishrei when they harvest the grapes. That's the first teretz. So I want you to get down. The first teretz of Taisa says, for a stay lovin', what is the model of ownership? Ketzitza. That is the model of ownership, Ktsitsa. That's the first teretz of Tisus. Go ahead, number two.
Inami, lotinoto kodem chatzi sivan, umanichim oto liyavish, v'lod man kinesto...
Lohavi, the Bach says. Excellent.
Lohavi z'man kinesto labayit, alachar tvoas akerim.
Go ahead.
V'had lohavi l'kita chazaka, kishem ha'ay regilu liyavashan boto stay, shegalusham.
So what's Tosa's second teretz? That what? What's the actual what? What's the actual thing you look at? You look at the Zman Knisa Labayis. Now, what does the first second teretz of Tosa say? When did they harvest it? When did they harvest it? What did you say? Before the grapes. Excellent. So machloikis and mitzias here, these two teretz of Tosa. When did they cut it off? Like Eli was asking me in Seder. If I ask you, when did they cut off the figs? What's the answer? First teretz of Tosa says they cut it off after Tishrei. That's why it's last on the list. Second teretz of Tosa says no. They cut it off right away. So if they cut it off right away, so why is the chazak in the Mishnah not the beginning, but it's at the end? Because the chazak is when you bring it into your home. Zman Kinesis Labayis. Now I ask you, you got to ask yourself, and that's what I want you to see in Seder. You got to ask yourself, what's the pshat? What are these two Teretzim Tais arguing about? What are they arguing about? Tzitzer Zman Kinesis Labayis. Why does Tais say, Michael, that it's not a good chazaka? Why is it not a good chazaka? Because why? Because they just leave it out there, right? Lakita itself is not a chazaka. You leave him in the place. Only when you bring him in your house is it called a chazaka. Because why? According to the second of Teretz of Tosis, what do you need? A demonstrative act. Horaz bailus. And if you don't bring it into your home, that is not considered to be horaz bailus. That is not showing ownership. Whereas the first day of Tosis says no. You follow what the agricultural actions are required, and ketzitza alone is enough. So very similar to what we had last Thursday about the two terutzim of the previous Tosfos, about talking about building the fence itself or talking about taking pruning and keeping the wood yourself. Here again you have two terutzim of Tosfos that are arguing, but I want you to get down. Tosfos, the two terutzim of Tosfos are arguing, number one in Lomdus, al pi halacha, number two b'mitzias, they're arguing when the actual figs are what? Figs are done. Okay, one sec, Zach, okay? Fight there now. Go ahead, Michael. Now, we try to shy away. I want you to get this. You always try to shy away from having a machlokes and mitzias. But sometimes you have no other choice. Reb Aaron Soloveitchik, that's how our Rebbe once pointed out, we never want to have a machlokes and mitzias. The Gemara Bava Kama has a machlokes whether oxen, are they tame or not? So remember, you say, go ask a zoologist.
So you know what the zoologists will tell you? They'll tell you 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. So the question is, does that label all of them tame? Or do you need 51% of the oxen to be tame? That's how you lump the size of Machlokes and Metzias. The Yerushalmi says in Shviz that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had an argument. Is Orez min Dagan? Is Orez considered to be one of the Chamesh min Dagan? So the Yerushalmi says, check it out. And they checked. So he wasn't able to interpret the experience, the experiments well enough. They had a Machlokes how to interpret the experiment. So we always try to shy away from a Machlokes and Metzias. But this is what the 2 days in Tisus are saying. They're arguing, number one, what the shear of stay loving is. Is it ktitz or is kinis abayis? But number two, they're arguing about when they actually cut the figs. Okay? Mike, go ahead.
Rabbeinu Chanan Mufarish, kanis voso b'tishrei, masak et zeta b'shvat, v'knas kisyo v'av, harezu chazaka.
Excellent. So what does this mean now? He has a whole, totally new pshat. Now let's get it. Rabbeinu Chanan says as follows. He also argues b'mitzias. So why don't you get this? This is a third shita. Okay? What is the shita from Rabbeinu Chanan? When do they harvest grapes? You tell me, Rabbeinu Chanan. Let's get it. Rabbeinu Chanan, you know where he lived? He lived in North Africa. So he dealt with figs. Places didn't have figs in Eastern Europe. Rabbeinu Chanan, number one, grapes are when? No, you tell me, Elul and Tishrei. That's when they're cut. What about Zaysim? When are Zaysim cut? Cheshvan and Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev. And number three, last one on the list is what? Is figs. Tanim are when? Tanim are considered to be when? Tammuz and what? Kayetz. Tammuz and Kayetz. So Michael, what is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Chanan? It's an amazing Chiddush. He says that this Mishnah is according to what? The seasons of the years. Read that again, please. Rabbeinu Chanan Mefarish. Oh. The Kones. You work with the Tanim, you harvest them, pile them up and out. Harizu. Becheskis. Excellent. You work with three different things. Chazu, Becheskis, Shonachas. Go ahead. Period. Why does the Mishnah go like this? Because he likes the seasons like this. When do we start the Rosh Hashanah year? Tishrei. So I want you to get this. He says, I like this because you look, this is the way it is in the calendar. Tishrei is the first month, then v'chulei v'chulei. That's where Rabbeinu Chanan reads our Mishnah, according to the seasons. Very, very interesting. Rabbeinu Chanan says, b'feirush, that when are what? When are the Tanim done? The Tanim are done in Tammuz and Av. Right? That's when they're cut off. Who does he seem to be siding like? Who does Rabbeinu Chanan seem to be siding like on this? What would you say? According to Rabbeinu Chanan, who do you think he's siding with? Ktitzas Tanim is when? Is Ba'av. No, who do you think he's going like? I think he's going like the second Teretz. He's going like the second Teretz, because what's the second Teretz say? The second Teretz, the Ktitzas was cut before in the summer, but it's gathered in when? It's gathered in later. So Rabbeinu Chanan is agreeing with the second Teretz, it tells us about when the Ktitz is. But let's try to figure out about olives. What do you say about the olives? What do you say about the olives? According to the first two Terutzim, where do the olives fall in? Let's think now. According to the first Teretz, what's the first Teretz? The Ktitz of the grapes come before, then what? Olives, then what? Figs. Yes? That means the olives are going to be when? The olives are going to be in the middle of what? When are the olives going to be? In the middle of the summer. Right? According to the first Teretz, it tells us. You have grapes on the list number one. This list is according to Rabbeinu Chanan, but this list is the first days in Taurus. According to the first Teretz of Tisus, what do you have? Grapes cut first, then you have olives, then you have figs at the end. The grapes are cut when? According to the first day of the Tosus? In when? When are the grapes cut according to the Tosus? Right? Remember we had in the first Teretz of Tosus. What does the first Teretz of Tosus say? That it's not cut until after what? After the Batsir. So the first Teretz holds it's cut in when? Tishrei. Then the olives are going to be when? Afterwards.
right? And then you're going to have what? And then you're going to have, after the olives, you're going to have the figs. So what I'm saying is that Rabbeinu Hananel seems to say beferish that the ktsitsa is going to be what? Probably like the second teretz of Tosos. But we hold, Rabbeinu Hananel says, we look at the seasons. You look at Tishrei. And that's why grapes are first, then zeisim, then te'enim. And it has nothing to do with anything about ketzitza or kinesis abayis. Meaning, if I ask you as follows, what is the rationale of the Mishnah when it lists 18 months for stay loving, David? What is it based on? What are you going to answer that? First Teretz of Tosa says what? Ketzitza. Second Teretz of Tosis will say what? Second Teretz of Tosis will say kinesis abayis, right? And the third day of Tosis, Rabbeinu Hananel will say it's according to what? The seasons, what? Of the year, the way it's listed. Even though it's really backwards. Why do I say it's backwards? Go ahead, Michael, finish up the last line of the Tosis. Excellent. What does that mean? It would have been more miyushav if what? If it would have been taught according to what? The rain of the year. Now, when does rain come? In the winter. All fruit and vegetables benefit from the rain that comes during the winter. All the subsequent year. Meaning the rain that comes in the winter sets up the fields for the whole year. So what would have been the appropriate order according to Rabbeinu Hananel? The proper order would have probably been what? If it would have been Te'enim, then what? Then Zeisim, and then Anavim. Okay? Because the rain of the year happens in the winter. So if the rain of the year happens in the winter, if you have a lot of rain in the year during the winter, so the rain in the year sets up that everything what? Really, it should be basically Te'enim, then Zeisim, and then what? And then the Anavim, from the benefit of the rain in the year. You follow what I'm saying? It's backwards according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Just because we're looking at the seasons that we start Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei, so what? Tosfos is saying it would have been much better if you look at which fruits get benefit from the rain more. So which fruits get benefit from the rain more? So in the order of what they happen, after the winter, what's the first month after the winter? First month after winter, let's say if you don't count Kislev, if it's after the winter, it's after Kislev, so you're going to say that Te'enim would have been first on the list, and then Anavim, and then Zeisim. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the Mishnah doesn't fit well, at least the presentation of the order. Because when we talk about Gishmeshon, it's the rain from the previous year. That's what he says. Would have been according to the rains of the year that they were grown already on, that benefited from the rain, not looking to the future. It's very, very difficult. Why would you look to seasons? So this is the three shittas that we have, what we have in the Mishnah, in the Tosfos, regarding what the order is. Yeah, go ahead.
Just one question on Rabbeinu Hananel's answer.
Yes.
What about the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the one that says Rosh Hashanah Lichilon?
That's only for Maestris.
So it's only for Maestris.
Why is that difficult, the Rosh Hashanah?
So it's Rosh Hashanah. I thought Rosh Hashanah Maestros is...
We're not talking about Maestros here. He's just talking about the seasons of the Chagim, let's say. Uh-huh. Yom Tovim, that's all. Okay. That's apples to do only just for Maestros.
And also speaking of Maestros, on the second answer of Tosfos...
Yes?
Would it be that Tosfos is saying that it has anything to do with Ra'a Pnei Habayis? That if it's Kanes from the field...
No. No, this is just demonstrative act that it's mine. So my me bringing it to the home shows it's really mine. Nothing to do with Rias Pnei Habayis, it didn't Maestros.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I'm saying maybe there's a halakha chalas on it that would make it more of a chazaka.
Okay, but pashas not. This is all about how to show that I'm the owner. Uh-huh. Okay? This is all to show that I'm the owner. Yeah, Zach, go ahead.
Why don't we just say the difference between the first two terutzim is whether you collect it in the same field, like those ones said.
If he doesn't. What do you mean in the same field? We're talking about the field you're dealing with.
If Tosfos says over there you do the kit in the same field. That's why the Knesset is the demonstrative act. Because you're doing the Knesset in the same field.
You're doing the Knesset into your home.
I know, but the only reason is because you're doing the Lakita in the same field.
Right. So it doesn't mean anything.
But if you weren't doing the Lakita in the same field, then the Knesset would be...
Okay, but that's what's generally done. You gather it in the field where you're working with. So to compensate for that, you bring it into your home.
to show it's really mine. That's what Toys said. How do I? Are you right? You're right. You're absolutely right. You put it in the field. But a compensator, they have to bring it into my home.
He seems to imply that there are times when you don't always do it.
But that's the derech. The derech is to do it there, so to compensate for that, I have to bring it in my home. Whereas the first teretz says ketzitz alone is enough. Okay? All right, we got this? These are the three shittas in Taisus. Two teruts in the Taisus, please get it, and the Rabbeinu Hananel. And it seems like the Rabbeinu Hananel is definitely holding like the second teretz of Taisus, I believe, because he's assuming that what? That the ketzitz was what? Was done when? The ketzitz was done. When was the ketzitz done? Right then and there in the summer. But that's not what we look at. We look at kinesis abayis. So we have a machlekes and metzias. It's clear regarding this, but we have this concept, Rabbeinu Hananel. So I don't think Rabbeinu Hananel, will side with the second day of Tosfos. That's the way we're going to say it. Okay? That when the ketzitz, but there definitely are arguing with metzias when figs were actually harvested. Okay? Seems like Rabbeinu Hananel dealt with the figs. He had them in North Africa. He held that they were actually cut off in the midsummer. Okay, very good. Ellie, real quick, go ahead.
Yeah, does Tosfos and either Sirutin say anything about when the olives are harvested? Because Rabbeinu Hananel seems to say that it's specifically...
Rabbeinu Hananel says specifically it's Cheshvan and Kislev.
So,
very good. Ellie asks a good kasha. Let's think to ourselves now. Rabbeinu Hananel said Zeisim, Recheshvan, and Kislev. Let's think about the first teretz. What's the first teretz say? Ketzitza, right? The ketzitza was done after the grapes. Now, I would imagine the grapes were cut off in Tishrei. That's the first one in the Mishnah. What's the second one in the Mishnah? Zeisim. He would mustam agree to that. And the third one, figs, maybe was done in when? Tammuz Vaz. Vav. So the first teretz of Tosfos could also, the olives, they'll be on the same page regarding olives. Right?
You know what Rabbi Yochanan says? He says Zaysim were done Shvat.
Yes. So what does the first teretz of Tosfos say? When was the ketzitza done?
Right after the grapes were done in Batzer, which is after Rosh Hashanah.
When was the ketzitza done?
Ketzitza for them.
For the grapes. The first teretz.
After Rosh Hashanah.
They were done in Tishrei. Correct. That means it's the first on the list.
Correct.
Yes?
Yes.
That means what's the second on the list? Olives.
Right.
So when is olives going to be?
Okay, so
I'm asking, when would olives be there? It's in the Mishnah, Yossi.
No, but I'm saying,
the Mishnah.
According to the first answer, Tosfos says only Alachar Batzir. It should say Ad Masik Zesav.
I understand, but I'm saying, what's the criteria according to the first teretz? What's the criteria of the Mishnah? You tell me.
It's
Katsira. Isn't Katsira the criteria?
Mm-hmm.
So Katsira has to be after Tishrei.
But what's the time that there?
So I'm saying to you, Mistama it would be when, grapes is when, is in Elul v'Tishrei.
Right.
Stoma Zeisim is second on the list of Bichashim and Kislev, and the Tainim is the last. When he says it's done real late, the first Teretz of Tosfos, what does Ad Lachar HaBatzir mean? Really after the Batzir.
Should have just said Ad Lachar Masik Zeisim because it's third on the list.
No, but Ad Lachar Batzir, okay, he's comparing one and three. Never discusses Zeisim and Mefarish anyway in the Tosfos. You hear what I'm saying, Ellie? I'm saying when he says Adlacher Batzir, Adlacher Batzir might mean, and it's way after the Batzir. Meaning it's so way afterwards, the Anavim are in Elul and Tishrei, and the Tainim are all the way to the next summer. I'm sorry, and the Tainim are in the middle of the year. So you want to minimize Machlaikas to the best of your ability. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think you have to say they're arguing about the olives. They're definitely going to be arguing about when the ketzitza of Tain was done. These first three. And I'm saying, Rabbeinu Hananel, I want you to get down. Sovir, Kamo, Teret Sheni. And that's, the notes say that Beferish in the Shari HaTosfos, like we're saying. That the second day of Tais, Rabbeinu Hananel, holds like the second day of Tosfos. Okay? That the ketzitza is by that. So everyone have that clear? We got it clear? Okay, very well. That's the Pshat Lamais in the Tais. Okay, we got to move now to the Rashba. Let's go. The Rashba said Beferish the following. The Rashba was bothered by Akasha on the Mishnah. First of all, it says in the Mishnah Avodim. Now, what is an Evid? What's the definition halachically of an Evid? Okay? An Evid Kenani is as follows. Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisuri Bia that an Evid Kenani is a half Jew. Okay? You buy a non-Jewish man or woman off the slave market. you put the woman in mikveh, the man you give milah and tefillah to, and he becomes half Jewish. That's the definition of Eved Kenani.
Let's make sure we get it. And there's an isser to free him. Le'olam behem ta'avodu. There's an isser to actually free him. You're not allowed to free him. There's an isser esed. Famous Gemara in Brachas, Rabbi Lozer needed a minion who was Meshachar's Eved Kenani. The Gemara asks, Le'olam behem ta'avodu. So the Gemara answers, what in Brachas? Mitzvah Shaini, right? Gemara in Gittin says the same thing. Mitzvah Shaini. What is Gemara asking Gittin? Mitzvah Baba Veira. What's Gemara answer in Brachas? Mitzvah the Rabbim Shaini. Mitzvah Rabbim Bitzah Mitzvah Baba Veira. And Eved Kenani, by definition, according to the Rambam, is a half Jew. Therefore, if you free your Eved Kenani for a purpose of a mitzvah, let's say, do you have to put him in the, and he wants to become full Jew? And Eved Kenani is chayv mitzvah like a Jewish woman. He must observe all the negative commandments in the Torah, and he's chayv mitzvah eshe shelo bezman grom. Okay? He's chayv mitzvah eshe shelo bezman grom. That's an Eved Kenani. Now what happens if you free your Eved Kenani? He wants to become fully Jewish. What's the din? He has to go to a mikveh the second time. The Rambam writes, tefillah shnia, midiraisa. He's got to go to the mikveh a second time to make himself fully Jewish. And we know that the Muki Yosef and Tosfos argue. Muki Yosef says, Rak midrabanan. You only have to go to the mikveh a second time when you're free, midrabanan. Okay? But according to the Rambam, it makes sense because you're a half Jew. In order to complete the fact you're going to be Jewish, you have to go to a mikveh a second time. So everyone got that? When you bought the Eved Kenani, you gave him milah v'tefillah. So he's a half Jewish. You want to make him fully Jewish, according to the Rambam, you have to go to the mikveh a second time. Midiraisa. According to Tosfos, you're already like, so you're, when you free him, he becomes Jewish. Midrabanan, we put him in the mikveh. Very important, machlokes Rambam and Muki Yosef. But you must know the definition of Eved Kenani. Our Mishnah states, that if you're squatting on land, and it says, Vavodim, you have Avodim. It says, Vavodim. Mamish Vavodim. Cheskis Abatim. It says, Vavodim. What does it mean, Vavodim? You must be using Eved for 3 years. I've never had an Eved in my life. I've been using an Eved for 3 years. No one said a word to me. Must be that I'm the owner of what? Owner of this Eved Kenani. Yes? That's the Chiddush. Now, before we get to the Rashba, turn to the Gemara. I gave it to you on Davdalad Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, take a look at Davdalad Amin Aleph. Gemara says, Who restored the second base of Mikdash, rebuilt it? Hurdus. Now, Baba Ben Buta, Hurdus killed off all the Rabbanim, almost all the Rabbanim. Tosfos says in the bottom of Gilman Beis, Lav Dafka, he didn't kill all the Rabbanim, but he killed many Rabbanim. And there was one great Tana left over, Baba Ben Buta. And Baba Ben Buta advised him to go ahead and rebuild the what? Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, take a look right in the middle of Dalet Amin Aleph, right here. Baba Ben Buta, the great Tzaddik. He was the one Tana left alive. See where it says right in the middle? Baba Ben Buta. Okay? He asked the following kasha, Baba Ben Buta, Heichi Yavin Hachi. How did Baba Ben Buta give advice to Hurdus to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says that Daniel was punished for giving good advice to Nebuchadnezzar. He was giving good advice to Hurdus. Hurdus was going to get rewarded for this. He was an evil king, Hurdus. Daniel was punished for giving good advice to Nebuchadnezzar. So how could he do this? Take a look at the Gemara inside. Ubaba ben Buta, Heichi Avid Hachi. Vam Rav Yudah Marav, Esim Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Mit Pnei Manenash Daniel. Nishahesi Eitzah Tov Nebuchadnezzar. Why was Daniel put in the lion's den? Because he gave advice, good advice to Nebuchadnezzar. Shnemar lahen malka, malka yishafer lucha v'chatecha b'tztoket prok, v'anisecha v'meichen einen hein tihavi archa l'shtal v'oscha v'goymer. So if kula mata Nebuchadnezzar malka, so if tzas yorchen trey asher v'goymer. Because he gave him good advice, Daniel gave good advice to Nebuchadnezzar to give tztoka, be a good guy, and therefore his reign was lengthened for a year. And Daniel was punished by being thrown into lion's den. So how could Baba Ben Buta give advice to Hurdus to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? So Gemara answers. I want you to get this. Ibay Yisema Shiny Abda the Machai the Mitzvahs. Hurdus was an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani is chayv mitzvahs, according to what we said the Rambam says, an half Jew. Nebuchadnezzar was a goy gomer. That's why Daniel was punished. That's the Gemara's first answer. The Gemara's first answer is that he was an Eved Knaini. The Boyasem is Shani Beis Hamikdash. The Lo Malchus Lo Mispane. The other Teretz is Beis Hamikdash because if it wasn't for the kingdom, it wouldn't have been rebuilt. But I want you to get that first Teretz. He was an Eved Knaini. And Eved Knaini is a half Jew's chayv in mitzvahs. So that's the definition of Eved Knaini. That's why Baba Bebuta was not punished, because he gave advice to a person that was a half Jew. Hurdus was an Eved Knaini. Nebuchadnezzar was a goy gomer. That's why Daniel was punished. He's a half Jew. That's why if you want to free your Eved Knaini and become a full Jew, you have to go to mikvah a second time. Oh, so that brings us to our Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, if you are squatting or presenting yourself that you're an owner of the Eved Knaini for 3 years, it's considered to be good. The Rashba asks the following kashya. Rashba asks, he says, I don't understand. When you talk about the halacha of avodim, he says, how is it possible that you can establish a chazaka? He asks Akasha, that my ton of halacha avodim, the mashkma mishum the osin peris cheska sholoshonim, halavachi lobin and sholoshonim. What's the reason why in Eva you need 3 years? Because he generates fruit all the time. Because he generates fruit all the time. He's always working, though. He's always producing. That's why you need 3 years. What's in Mashma, says the Rashba? That if he did not what? If he did not produce fruit for 3 years, you wouldn't need 3 years. You would not need 3 years. And why is that? Vamai. Vakaminafshayu ka'ozle. Vavlu kegodros te'in cheskosim la'alter ela'acher sholosh shonim. There is a Gemara later on that says, you have sheep that go in and out all the time. There's never a chazaka. Never. Because they go in and out on their own. Never shows you own them. Godros, the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Vav, Godros, Ein Lahen Chazaka. You cannot establish any chazaka on Godros. Because they come in and out. They're always running in and out, the goats. The cows, the sheep, they're coming in and out. There is no concept of chazaka. So the Rashba says, doesn't show any that I own anything. Doesn't show I own anything at all because they come in and out all the time. I don't own anything when it comes to the Godros. So the Rashba says, I don't understand. The reason why Avadim are considered to be yours is why? Because they produce all the time. And if they did not produce all the time, you wouldn't need 3 years. I don't understand. They come in by themselves. If they come in by themselves, they should always require 3 years. They walk in and out like these animals. So you should always require 3 years. I want you to get this. What's the rationale that you require 3 years all the time? Because they generate fruit. They're always producing, producing, producing. So if they're always producing, the previous owner thinks no big deal. No great shakes. These things always produce every day. So if my friend wants to squat on it a while, that's fine. After 3 years, it's too much already. So if Avadim, Rashba asks, it's mashma, the only reason why you have chazaka of shalosh shanim and avadim is because they produce on a daily basis. And if they don't produce on a daily basis, the chazaka should be maybe a year or 18 months, whatever it is. Rashba says, why? You should always require 3 years. Because the avadim go in and out anytime they want. So if they go in and out anytime they want, it's very difficult. What do you mean to say, ein lehem what? Ein lehem chazaka. What do you mean in lam chazaka? That's the kasher. The Rashba says our mission implies the only reason why I need 3 years is because they produce peiris, osin peiris. And if they didn't produce peiris, what's the implication? They would not require 3 years. Why would they not require 3 years? They go in and out all the time, like godros. Godros don't have a chazaka. So why should the avadim have avadim? You should require 3 years. They shouldn't be given a dispensation that what? That the chazaka should be less than 3 years. I want you to get that. That's the rationale. If you produce peiris, if you're producing peiris, the production of peiris is the notion that it's no great shakes if my friend's on it. After 3 years, though, you have to open your mouth. You have to say something. So the Rashba's kasha is that by avodim, It's mashma. If they didn't produce peiros all the time, the chazaka could be established even less than 3 years. Why should that be? They should be like godros. Godros, you never have a chazaka because they'll go in and out. These are human beings. They go in and out also. Why should it be a chazaka? That's the kash of the Rashba. Oh. The Rashba says the following. Let's get it. Rashba says the following two tirutz. Okay? Everyone got the kash? That's the kash of the Rashba. Rashba says as follows. Number one, he writes, the godros ein lem chazaka la'alter, aval achar shono shnataim shederach bayil mahakbid b'kach, ve'menichin oson b'yad acherim, yesh lem chazaka. Va'avodim nami, im mishum haitaim alachar shono shnataim salkalu chazaka. Aval mishum da'avde peris tadir ein lem chazaka al achar sholo shon. That's exactly the point. If you're worried about, says the Rashba, if you're worried about getting rid of the concern that they're going to come in and out by themselves, walk in and out, then you don't need 3 years. That's only regarding what? That's exactly the point, says the Rashba. Because avodim, they produce peiros all the time, the guy's not going to be makbid. No big deal. That's exactly the point, says the Rashba. Because avodim produce on a daily basis, I'm willing to let my friend work with my eved for 3 years. After 3 years, no. I have to yell, and I have to what protest. That's exactly what the Rashba is saying. To get rid of the chashash, then maybe what? Maybe they're going to come in and out themselves. I wouldn't need 3 years. I would not need 3 years. No problem. Maybe a year or two would be enough. But because they produce peiros all the time, I would not require 3 years. I would think that Lamaisa, I would think that 3 years would not be sufficient, and the Chiddush is that 3 years are required because since they generate payers all the time, I'm willing to say, oh, no big deal, no great shakes. After 3 years, then it becomes the guys. Then it becomes my friends. That's what the Rashba gives the answer. So the Rashba's kasha was, I want you to get it. The Rashba's kasha was, avodim is 3 years. Mashma, because they make peiros. But if they don't make peiros, you shouldn't require 3 years. What do you mean you shouldn't require 3 years? They should be like godros. Godros have no chazaka. They should have no chazaka. It should require 3 years. The teretz is that they require 3 years because they generate peiros all the time. Because they generate peiros all the time, that's the reason why you need 3 years. That's goof of the reason why you need 3 years. Okay? That's the teretz of the Rashba. That's goof of the reason why you need 3 years. That's the chiddush that the Rashba wants to say. Okay? In other words, if I ask you, why do avodim need 3 years? The Rashba says, because peiros tadir. Because they generate fruit every day. That's why they need 3 years. That's goof of the chiddush. They are not like godros. Godros are animals that come in and out. They don't produce like avodim. Avodim produce on a daily basis. Since they produce on a daily basis, that's why you need what? That's why you need 3 years. That's the first teretz of the Rashba. The second teretz of the Rashba is as follows. Second teretz of the Rashba is that we consider avodim to be huksha lekarkos. Inami yesh lomer avodim trei tam ispahu. Chad mishum da'ozlan minafshayu, vod mishum da'osim peris todir. He says that there are two factors why avodim need 3 years. One is it's because they go in by themselves, and number two is they generate peiros all the time. Okay? So there are two reasons. The Rashba here gives Inami that there are two reasons why you need to have what? You need to have 3 years by avodim. Trei tam ispu, because they come in and out. So in order to establish that they're really mine, they have to be with me for 3 years. Number two, they generate peiros all the time. And the reason why they're listed in the Mishnah is because we have a klal that avodim are hukshu lewat lekarkos. And that's why the context is mentioned in the Mishnah. So this is the chiddush of the Rashba, and that is why we need to have what? 3 years to establish ownership of the evi, of an evi k'nani. It's not enough to have 1 year or two. You need to have three. Yes, Chaim, go ahead.
Why does the Rashba have to say if the Mishnah is mashma, that it's only because they're producing peiros tadir?
Yes.
Why does he have to say that? Why does he have to say that the avodim are rooted in the Mishnah, Cheskevat, and the Boros, and Shirim? why is the doctor that is talking about saying that it's with Paris?
Because that's the Chiddush of the first line. That's the first phrase of the Mishnah. Paris Tom, anything that makes Paris Tonner.
So why don't we say the same thing about Shokos or Rechotos?
They do. They do produce Paris. They're used all the time. What's the commonality of that first list? Chol Davrshu Osa Paris Tonner. That's a description of everything on that list. Yeah. No, it's not a new thing. That's a description of everything on that list. That it makes Paris Tonner. That's why I'm willing to let my friend be on it. No big deal. So, just to summarize again, the Rashba asked, I want you to get it, the Kasha and the Teretz of the Rashba. Number one is, the Kasha and the Teretz of the Rashba is, number one, is that why do you need Cheskes Kimmel Shonim for Avodim? The Rashba says, because it's Mashba, because it makes Peres Tadir. If it wasn't for Peres Tadir, you wouldn't need 3 years. What do you mean you wouldn't need 3 years? They come in themselves. If they come in themselves, they're like Godros. Ein lam chazaka. They never can have a chazaka. So that's why the kasha is, there shouldn't be chazaka, shouldn't be immediate. The chazaka should be after 3 years. That's good for the reason. What does our mission imply? Our mission implies the reason why Avadim is 3 years is because why? They generate payrus all the time. Since they generate payrus all the time, Mashmah, if they don't generate payrus all the time, then their chazaka could be established less than 3 years. Why? Why should the chazaka be less than 3 years? You should always require 3 years. So what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the Rashba's answer? Why do you always require 3 years? The reason why you always require 3 years is because they make what? Peres Tadir. They're not like Godros. Godros are animals that come in and out. So that's good for the Rashba saying, that's good for the Chiddush and the Mishnah. The reason why you need 3 years is because they generate Peres all the time. They're not like animals that float in and out. They produce. If they produce, I know they produce on a daily basis. No big deal, my friend Yusuf. After 3 years, it's a big deal. That's the first teretz. The second teretz of Tosis is, of the Rashba is there are two things. They either come in themselves, or they make Peres Tadir. So you have to establish, you must establish ownership. So the second teretz of Rashba basically is adding on to the first teretz. Okay, he's adding on to the first teretz. He's saying that they come in by themselves, therefore he must establish that he's really working for me. And number two is what? What's number two? Number two is that because they make Peres Tadir. Okay, that's the Chiddush of Peres Tadir. Peres Tadir, you need... It's counterintuitive when I say Peres Tadir. Peres Tadir is... It's no great shakes. It makes Peres every day, so I'll let my friend squat on a dove coat for a long time. 3 years is already too much. Okay. We only have a few minutes, so I just want to move on, okay? All right, let's begin the Gemara. That's the Chiddush. We have the Rashi. But let's see the beginning of the Gemara, okay? We have time to do the Taisus. Let's see the beginning of the Gemara, okay? Chaim, go ahead. Let's see the beginning of the Gemara. Go ahead. Okay, now what is Usha? Usha was one of the 10 places that the Sanhedrin was exiled to. Okay? Usha was one of the 10 places the Sanhedrin was exiled to. The Sanhedrin sat in what is called the Lishkas HaGozes. Nowadays, we cannot have the death penalty in Halacha. Why not? You need three requirements. You need Bokum Goren. You need the Sanhedrin to be sitting in the Lishkas HaGozes, number one. Number two, you need the Kohanim to be doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Number three, you need to have real smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. We have none of the three. You need all three. So Usha was one of the places the Sanhedrin was exiled to 40 years before the Churban by Hashini, 70 CE, 30 CE, the Sanhedrin was exiled. So Usha was one of the places. So Rabbi Yochanan, who was an Amora, who lived, what, 300, 400 CE, obviously did not hear this directly from Usha. He heard it quoted by him. That's what the Ritva says, okay? Couldn't have heard it directly. It means he heard it quoted in the name of Holchei Usha. Go ahead. Minayin lechazaka. Go ahead. Yes. Excellent. Okay. This is the mocker. This is what we learn from the Binyan Av. We take the din of what? Three. By Tam and Mu'ud, we expand it to Kol Torah Kula, to squatting on land for ownership. It is a Binyan Av, this mucker. Go ahead, what's the Gemara ask? What's the kasha?
That the Shorah Mu'ad, only by the fourth going is going to be chayev. So here also by the fourth year you should be chayev.
Excellent. In other words, it does not really plug in. You should not have three, it should be four. Because three is meaningless. You only have to pay Nezek Shalom until it's four. Now what are we talking about here? What is a Shorah Mu'ad? A Shorah that what damaged, right? A Shorah that kills a human being is chayev misa. How can you have a Shorah Mu'ad that killed someone? He should have been killed already by it when he was a Tam. What's the answer? Gomorrah asked that in Bava Kamma. What's the answer? It escaped. Right? It escaped. So the Gomorrah asks a very strong kasha here. Why three? Bottom Tosis Chaim. Okay, go ahead. Let's see the bottom Tosis. Yes. So what's Tosis saying? Tosis is commenting on what Adnegich Revi Islomachayim. That was the Gemara's kasha, right? You want to compare Cheskis Tom Hashem and Shorah Mu'ad, then what's the kasha? What's the kasha of Tosis? The Gemara said, what's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara said you should wait till four, yes? Well, let's refresh our memories again. What's the Gemara begin? Cheskis Gimel Shonim comes from Shorah Mu'ad. Then what does the Gemara ask? If it comes from Shorah Mu'ad, you only activate, you pay fully by number four. So you should require 4 years. That's the Gemara. What does Tosis ask on the Kasha of the Gemara? Tosis is asking on the Kasha of the Gemara. What's his Kasha? He's asking a Tema. What's the Kasha? What do you say? What's the Kasha? What's the bomb kasha that he's asking? What is the logic of the Gemara's kasha? What is the logic of the Gemara's kasha? Aren't you trying to establish that 3 years he's quiet? He's silenced. So it's no longer his. That's what we're trying to establish. What on earth is the Gemara's kasha? Everyone got this? We got to get this because this is a comparison. Bez Hashem, we're going to talk about a lot more tomorrow. Okay? Between Shorah Mu'ad and the Cheskis Gimel Shonim. The Gemara starts off saying number three comes from what? Shorah Mu'ad. Gemara asks, comes from Shorah Mu'ad three. It should be only four. You only pay Nezek Shalom in the fourth Goren. Yes? What are you trying to establish by the squatter? That the guy is silent. That he's not opening his mouth. Must be it's not his, the Marakama. Yes? So why are you asking? How can you get the cash out of your mouth? Number four. What do you mean four? What do you mean four? What kind of kasha is that? He's trying to establish a chazaka. What does chazaka translate into English? A presumption. What does presumption mean? What does presumption mean? Assumption. Presume. Go on the status quo. Status quo is this guy silent. Finished. 3 years and finished. 3 years and finished. What kind of kasha is this? Go ahead, Chaim. Read it again in the Gemara. Look, Tosis. Go ahead. Read again the bottom Tosis. Tema.
Tema l'rid. In my parech, ha-hachi yalit mishoram u'ad. Ma'as mu'sam, nachon shalosh pa'mayim.
Just like the gorers, when is he viewed as a goring animal? After three. Go ahead.
Ma'chanam yehoksach shetikim v'shaloshanim.
Go ahead. Shaskin. No, I'm glad you made that mistake. Okay? What is that? That shetikin, shaskin. The guy's a silent guy. He's a shaskin. Go ahead, he's bashful. Go ahead. Does everyone got this? Tosis asking Apella, what on earth is the Gemara's kasha? What on earth is the Gemara's kasha? That's what Tosis is asking. Ellie, you follow me? You got that? That's what Tosis is asking. Go ahead, Chaim. V'omiri. The Maksha, Hechi Yolif.
nafkulei mecheti nezek menezek. Menezek shalom. Hachanami, kibin sha'achla shalom shanim velo michan, mibin nafkulei mishus mocher, mishus lokev, mishus lokev.
Oh, so what is Tosa just saying? Words here? What is Tosa saying here? What is he saying? What's the kasha to Gemara? Makshin. What did the Makshin think? You know what the Makshin thought? The Makshin thought like this. He wanted to say that just like the difference between Tam and Mu'ud is Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalem, and that's only after three Negichas, when do you make a guy shell out of his pocket Nezek Shalem? Only if there's a fourth negicha. So too here. Hachanami, I would say the same thing. That the karka only goes out after what? After what? It should only have to go out after 4 years. That's what the kasha is. It really should be what? Really should be after 4 years. Does that make sense to you? Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalem, when? At a fourth. When should it go out of the shus of the Marakama to the guy who's squatting? When? Three. I don't know. How is he answering the kasha? What does he say at the end of the Tosas? Go ahead, Chaim. Afagav? What does that mean? It doesn't make any sense. That's what Afagav Musul Otayman means. It doesn't make any sense. What is the logic? What is the logic? What is he comparing here? What did Tosas fix up? What did Tosis fix? The Gemara said 3 years squatting comes from Shura Mu'ud. The Gemara says three, it should be four. He only pays Nezek Shalom when he pays four. What's the comparison? You're trying to establish the guy's a quiet guy. You've done that after 3 years. You want to make a guy pay. That's short. That's four times. What is apples? It's apples and oranges. So you know what Tosis says? I'm trying to show halachic change from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalom. Halachic change here is transfer ownership from the Mocher Lokech. But why should that be after the fourth? Does everyone understand what I'm saying with this Tosis? Tosis says it doesn't make any sense. What's the logic to compare them? He leaves it as a kasha.
Doesn't the Gemara say that though? I mean, Tosis is
answering. No. Look, what did the Gemara say? Gemara said, how do you know three from what? How do you know 3 years? From Shura Mu'ud. That's what the Gemara said. Then what did the Gemara ask? Shouldn't be three, it should be four. You only pay Nezek Shalom in the fourth one. So you should have 4 years squatting. Tosis says, I don't understand. What was Tosis' kasha? What kind of kasha is that? Tosis says, a pella. He says, what's the difference? We're trying to establish the guy's a what? A goring shore. We're trying to establish this guy's a silent guy. Three is the number. What's Tosis' terrors? No, I'm looking for halachic change. Tosis' kasha was a halachic change. What's a halachic change? Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalom is one change. And what's the second change? What should be the second change? Second change should be what? 4 years. 4 years? Why? The halachic change should be that I'm transferring ownership from who? The seller to the buyer. That should happen at three, not at four. That itself was a halachic change. Isn't that itself a halachic change from the seller to the buyer? Why should that shed light on the number at all? Does everyone got this? You got to get this. It's not hard, but you got to think about it. Does everyone got it? Ron, you got it? Nachamol, let's say it one more time. The Gemara begins by saying that if you squat on a piece of land for 3 years, we know the Mishnah, it's yours. What is the source of that? The transference from a tam to become a mu'ud happens after three. So we learned a bininah from Shura Mu'ud to cheskes gimel shanim on kark. Fine. Hol chiyusha. Rabbi Yochanan heard this. Gemara says, Nezek Shalom only has a meaning on the fourth goring. So this guy should have to squat on the ears for four. The magic number, Avdovo, should be four, not three. Right? That's the Gemara's kasha. Tosis says, what kind of kasha is that? You're trying to establish presumption, status change. This animal is nuts now. How do you establish it? After three gorings. How do you establish that the Marakama is a silent man, that it's not his anymore? 3 years. What on earth is the Gemara asking that it should be for? That's a bomb kasha. Wasn't that a tema? Tema luri.
Does everyone hear that, Clor? What's the Teretz Tosos? Teretz Tosos, I know what the kasha was. You know what the kasha was? The kasha was, I'm looking for halachic changes. I'm not looking for sociology. That's in the modest section of the afternoon, right? I'm not looking for sociology. Is this shore vicious? Now, I don't care about that. I care about halachic change. Halachic change is chatzin nezek, then nezek shalom. What's the halachic change by land? It is not Reuven's land anymore. It is now Shimon's. That's the kasha of the Gemara. That's the kasha of the Gemara? And therefore it should be four? Why should it be four? Let the transfer of ownership happen at what? Happen at three. You follow what I'm saying? That's what he means at the end. Afak av demosu below time. He says, I have no idea. Even though it makes no sense logically. Meaning to say, we'll close like this, that the kasha is, the way Tosus understood the kasha of the Gemara is, you know what? It really makes no sense, this comparison. But if you're going to make the comparison, make it. And be glad about it. And don't play games. And make it a perfect equation. And a perfect equation means that there's got to be a change in what? In number. Chatzin Nezek goes to Nezek Shalem. This, and you want a beautiful comparison? It shouldn't be three. It should be some number change. Does it make sense? No, Tosso says. It makes no sense. I want you to get this. He says the Kasha to Gemara really is not based on logic. It makes no sense. What it was based on is, if you want to make comparisons, then make the comparison completely. And don't play games. Even though the comparison wouldn't make any sense. And I want you to get why it makes no sense. Because in Shor HaMu'ud, there's a halachic change from Chatzin Nezek Shalom. In squatting, there also would be a halachic change. There's a new owner. If there's a new owner, that's a halachic change. Why do you have to come onto the number to become four? You don't need the number to be four. Why should it have to be four? That's what's driving Tosfos crazy. Why should it be four? Why was the Gemara focused so much on that? You know what the answer is? Tosfos says, I don't know why, but the Gemara held, if you're going to make the comparison, it's got to be a complete comparison, even though there's no rhyming reason for it. That's what he means at the end. Afagav the milsim lo taimu. Okay, now, there are other variations in Rishonim that I'm going to give you tomorrow with this comparison. And we got to get it, Clor. You got to get this, Clor. Because it has to do with the next run. You got it now? Great. Okay? Please work on this, okay? Please work on the tais, because we have to do the previous tais as well, and the other Rishonim. Okay, reminder, tomorrow, B'Shem, we have early Shir 11, and then we'll do a lach at the end of Shir. Okay, so let's dive in now, okay?